Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Brenda.
Morning, Brenda.
Brenda, what's going on?
I have to laugh because I'm crawling in the car. As you guys said, it smells like snow. And I'm like, yeah, it kind of does, but I think that's rain because I looked up at the clouds. It's dark. Riding down the road with high beams on, there's snow flurries.
There oh, really?
We nailed
yes.
it.
Yes.
We nailed it with our noses. Brenda, where are you?
I'm on my way to Allendale from Harrington.
Oh, so it's, I mean, you're close to us that's doing that.
Yeah, I just left, Harrington around the corner from Farmington. So it was pitch black, and yeah, there's no place. You wow. really have to have your high beams on in order to see because it's really thin.
Yeah. Brenda, we got to roll, but thank you for sharing that.
Yep, thanks.
All right, bye. Look at that.
Yeah, there you go.
How official is that? We told you it smelled like snow and then started snowing. We have a better average than any weather person you've ever seen.
I was going to say, we're better than the Weather Channel at this
yes,
rate.
Yes. You are welcome.
There you go.
Yesterday, I'm in Dover at the FedEx store, FedEx UPS. They do it all right on Route 13. And it's busy because of the time of the year. People bring gifts in. And all the customers, every time someone came in, huh, is that for me? Is that gift for me? I was like, no, God, he just said that joke. It's not funny.
How old are, if you're someone who hears that stuff like all the time,
yes.
How old does that get?
You know that your job has a go-to joke. And I guarantee that if you call us and tell us what the go-to joke is for your job, when you tell somebody, oh, this is what I do, that this is their cliche remark.
We're nail it.
I guarantee we can guess what it is. Cops always hear when they walk by, wasn't me. It was him.
Or they hold
that's funny.
Yeah, or they hold their hands out waiting for someone to cuff them.
Yeah.
That's
oh, must be here for me. Shut up. Or when if you're a cashier and you scan something and it doesn't ring up, must be free. Like, oh, you're so clever. They've been saying this since 1952. Get a new joke. It's not funny. So, what is the go-to joke for your job? One that you hear time and time again. You tell us what the joke is. We'll try to guess your job. You can tweet at Petch and Amy 424-1234 to be part of the show.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
Hey, Patch. It's Sherry.
Hey, Sherry. What's going on?
I'm calling to tell you that I play all day long.
You play all day long?
Are you a teacher?
Yes. I am a teacher.
Yep. Getting geared up. How many days you got off coming up?
I have 10 days that I have off, so I'm looking forward to it.
That's right. God, one of these days I'm going back to school. I'm going to be a teacher.
Well, now, wait a minute. I was up till midnight writing an IEP, so I'm, these days coming up are going to be nice.
What grade do you teach?
I actually teach three-year-olds. I'm a preschool teacher.
Oh, my God. That is the way to go. Shapes and colors, girl.
and naps and songs.
Yeah. No, I had Mrs. Smith for, it was my kindergarten teacher. I remember her to this day. She's one of my favorite teachers. So
you
get them young. You have.
I do get them young. I mold them right away.
That's good. So you just get your ideals in there,
That's
All right. Thank you for checking in, Sherry. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Do you know what kind of damage you could do to a kid if you, like, taught them something wrong right from the go? Uh-huh. Like, taught them the color green is red. What do you mean that's red?
No.
Call it red.
But, Mommy, Miss Reed said it's red. I don't care what she said, but she's my teacher, and I like her.
I know. That's it. I'm going home making a game plan for my life.
How do you think that you could nail that?
What?
Being a teacher, I think you could nail that down.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Mm.
Listen, I come on here and I make fun of how much time, because teachers, you do get a lot of time off.
Yeah.
You can't argue with it. And I know it's true because you do. You call up here and try to argue with me. And you're only mad because I'm right.
When you try to defend it.
No, exactly. Nobody gets mad over lies. You're angry because I'm correct. And I'm not saying you don't work hard or your job's not important. It's extremely important.
Yeah, it is.
I could not do it. I could not be a teacher. I have no interest in, I don't like bodily fluids. I don't like, I'm not quick enough. I'm not good at lies. You have to. Do you know what kind of lies you have to be able to come up with on the fly for kids?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I'd be like, it would just be all honest stuff, and they'd be like, All those kids would be in therapy. I would be fired.
Come the next day, there's a line of parents outside your door.
Yes. And then on top of that, you have to deal with the parents who think their kids don't do anything wrong. I have friends who are teachers. I hear it time and time again. No interest.
Okay, I'll take it back.
The perk is you get a ton of time off. Summers.
Yeah.
Look, 10 days off coming up. Yep.
Lucky you.
All right. So what's the go-to joke for your job? You can tell us. Let us guess your job. You can tweet at Petch and Amy 424-1234 to be a part of the show.